Hello, English program here. It's time to celebrate the Beatles. Yes, it is, you know. Well, we're always celebrating the Beatles here on the English program, but, you know, sometimes we have to go the extra mile. Actually, we always go the extra mile. Do you know, I walk into town every day. That must be a good couple of miles from my house into town. And I have the pleasure of walking through Matthew Street every single day. What do you think of that? Pretty cool, isn't it? Anyway, so, let's move on. Beatles time. Hooray. Good old Beatles. Yes, indeed. We love the Beatles here on the English program, and we like to talk about them and, you know, sort of do quizzes and things. If you've listened to the program once before, then I think you're aware of it. We are, fingers crossed, doing some videos next week. We had a bit of a problem because the day that I flew, or the day or the day before, I can't remember now, that I flew back from Spain to Liverpool, the HD camera broke. Yes. It didn't just, you know, the thing on it, whatever it is, the lens started doing something funny. And basically, we had to send it back. Yeah. Don't know where it went, but we haven't got it. So we've been sort of reluctant. We've done a couple of Beatles-related podcasts this summer. A few at the John Lennon Airport, the Yellow Submarine. We have filmed in the cavern and Matthew Street, and, you know, done a few bits. But basically, we've tried not to do too much because we're waiting to get the camera fixed. And it may take longer than we first thought. So we've decided next week we're just going to, you know, doesn't matter, we're going to go into town and do some nice filming of all the wonderful things you can see in Liverpool. So all Beatles and basically Liverpool-related things we shall be filming. But we are going to go to LIPA, the Liverpool Institute. We shall film around the area there. We will film again in Matthew Street. And, you know, there are a few sort of Beatle-related things. There's a Super Lamb banana, and I think there's a Beatles penguin somewhere. I'm going to try to look for it next week with the camera. Okay, so we have plenty of things planned for next week, so you shan't be disappointed. I don't think you will be. But we shall continue doing our Beatles quizzes and everything, and our Beatles, you know, all the trivia bits and things that we do. That shall continue, so don't you worry. Okay, we've been looking on the Twitter to see what people have been saying on the Twitter. By the way, I must warn you that there's a little bit of a thing, a sort of a technical problem here, for some reason, not too sure why, with the recorder. So if it goes a bit funny, I do apologise. Sometimes it skips and you lose a little bit of something I'm saying. But hopefully you've not noticed anything so far. Okay, so, right, here we go. Let's have a look at some trivia here. All you need is love, and baby, you're a rich man. It was released in the US on Capitol Records on this day in 1967. Okay, so there you go. Little bit of trivia there I got for you from the Twitter, believe it or not. Listen to this. This is a quote. See who you think this is. We thought that if we lasted for 2 or 3 years, that would be fantastic. Who said that? It was Ringo. Of course it was. Who else talks like that, eh? So, can I find another? Okay, who said this? We all shine on like the moon and the stars and the sun. Who said that? It was John. Good old John. And can I find one more before it's too late? I'm looking for one. Who said this? I'm not going to change the way I look or the feel. Sorry, I made a mess. Start again. I'm not going to change the way I look or the way I feel to conform to anything. Who said that? It was John. Yes, you can follow us on the Twitter. The address is twitter.com/EnglishRadio.